Good morning, here is your warning. Performing 6 in the morning. Jenny's here to pump you up with the first song. You know. And we're gonna make you laugh all morning long. Then I don't leave. No. Please believe. Yeah. Lots of fun things up my sleeve. Hey. Check it, got it locked in for a great show. Laughter, hit songs. Let's go.
Let's go, Jay. We survived the storm last night. It was
survived
crazy
it.
Last night. Drake is late this morning because he said there's a tree branch down or a tree across the road and he can't leave. I know what he's doing.
We're sorry. So what time are you going to be in that?
He's like, man, I got to buy a chainsaw. I got to saw the... Okay, I'll be there at about 11. What's your first song? Oh, he just walked in. Yeah. Welcome to the show, Drake. You had a tree branch down across your road, bed. A tree fell across your bed.
Not the bed, the road.
Oh, okay.
Did I text bed?
No, we're messing with you.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. I get it.
Okay, let's do Jenny's first song, then we'll cover the storm coverage. What
honestly,
do you got?
I forget how to say your last name, Dave, but it's Natalie what?
Imbruglia.
Okay, it's torn.
Let's
her.
Do it on KDWB, the first song of the day. If you're in bed right now, feel in the bed beside you to see if your partner blew away, because last night was a doozy, as Grandma would say. It was a doozy of a storm. Apparently, a lot of people are still without power. Strong storm sweeping through the metro, waking up to dark bedrooms, silent air conditioners, blinking clocks. Your phone still works. That's a good thing. But your microwave is going blink, blink, blink. That was my sign when I came downstairs, because I use my phone for my alarm. When I came downstairs, it's like, oh, the power must have gone out. And then there are branches and leaves all over the front yard. And then I reached over and Susan was gone. I don't know where she is. I'm sure that she'll turn. Well, yeah, she'll turn up. She blew away somewhere in the storm.
Okay. Does it have to do with Jenny's the fact panic. That she sleeps in a different bed? Is that why she's gone?
You know what? That probably does have something to do with it. Yeah, we sleep in different beds, not because we necessarily want to, but because she's got the restless leg thing.
Yeah, I would do the exact same thing if I was you. I barely can share a king bed with Andrew.
No, I totally get it. And so, you know, it's like a torture. It's kind of like, I'm going to wait until you get to sleep, and then I'm going to kick you. And then I'm going to kick you again. And then when you're wide awake and trying to go back to sleep, you can't sleep again because you know you're going to get kicked. So it is.
Hold on for a second, Drake.
Yeah.
Do you remember during the meeting yesterday, we had a big meeting with like the president of the company, our boss, Rich, a few other people.
Yeah.
And we're just about to get started. And then Dave goes, oh, can you just hold on a second? I'm going to just grab a water in the kitchen. And we're like, yeah, whatever.
Well, no.
That's what you said.
Ted wasn't there yet. So I said, well, Ted, we're waiting for Ted. So I said, I'm going to go. It took 30 minutes. Well,
meeting should
minutes.
Have started 2 minutes before.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah, Ted was late. But Ted rolls in, Dave's gone in the kitchen, he comes back, and he does not have a water, he has a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And then Greg starts talking, the president of our company, and Dave interrupts, and he goes, can I make a request, Greg? Greg goes, sure. He goes, how about we get Diet Pepsi instead of Diet Coke in the vending machines in the kitchen? And Greg goes, okay.
He was stunned. He was too stunned to speak about it.
Oh, he was not. It was just fun. It was, you know what? This is your problem with you guys. You take those meetings way too seriously, and everybody sits there with their hands folded in front of them or politely agree, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. You bring a little fun. You bring a little party. You come in and give them a hard time.
We're trying to get the brain juices flowing. We're trying to come up with ideas. And Dave is too caught up about the fact that he wants Diet Pepsi in the kitchen instead of Diet Coke.
By the way, Diet Coke is swill.
I agree with you on that.
Diet Coke tastes like paint remover. Diet Pepsi is sweet and delicious.
I do like Diet Pepsi better. If I chose between the two, I don't really drink soda, so I don't care that much. But basically, this was a decently important meeting, and Dave is too concerned about the soda choices in the kitchen to let the meeting go on.
God forbid I bring a little levity to the meeting. I knew it wasn't that important. I thought it'd be funny to interrupt.
What do you mean? Our boss and our boss's boss was in that room.
They had a sense of humor. This is your problem, Drake. You're busy. Well, you're still at a stage where you have to kind of suck up a little bit. Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Yes, Mr. Davis. Yes, Mr. Alexander. Yes. Yes, Becky. Yes, ma'am. So, you do all that stuff, and I bring a little levity. God forbid I make the meeting a little bit more fun. And damn it, I want some Diet Pepsi. And that they have two buttons of Mountain Dew in there.
I know.
Because you know why? Because the K-Fan guys are all a bunch of dudes want to get jacked up on caffeinated Mountain Dew. They run out of Mountain Dew. So they got two Mountain Dew buttons in there, one Diet Coke, one water, one Diet Dr. Pepper. Who wants a Diet Dr. Pepper? Not me.
Oh, my gosh. Diet Dr. Pepper is the best diet soda ever. Yes, it is.
Best,
it is the best diet soda. It tastes better than the regular Diet Pepper. Dr. Pepper.
That's what they say. In the commercial, they say Diet Dr. Pepper tastes more like regular Dr. Pepper.
It does.
Why can't we get a freaking Diet Pepsi.
Dave, though, to go with what you want done, I think you got to go above the boss's head on this one. You need to go directly to the soda vendor when they're in the kitchen one day and be like, listen, we're going to need some Pepsi.
So I'm going to stake myself out in the kitchen.
No, I'm not kidding you, though. I'm pretty sure someone we've worked with before was like missing whatever snack they used to get in the kitchen and then went up to them and was like, can we get this snack back? And they're like, yeah, for sure. And then they brought it back.
Dave's just going to start camping out in the kitchen.
Yeah, totally. It's going to happen. All right, coming up on KDWB, we got a lot of stuff. We got everything from Dave's Dirt. We've got Worst Date Wednesday is back. And I'm pretty excited about this one because we gave it a break for a while because we weren't getting a whole lot of emails because apparently a lot of people didn't have dates that they hadn't told us about yet. But we got a good one coming up. Get your coffee, brush your teeth, and we'll be right back. Whatever you do this time of the morning, we'll be here for you. The Dave Ryan Show.
Your connection to eavesdropping on other people's problems. The Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB.
That's exactly what we got right now. We're going to do an Am I the Jerk? This person wrote in, they can't be on the show because they work, I believe they are a nurse, because they said they're a nurse because that even comes up in this. They can't be on right now because they're working, and I get it. But they want to know, am I the jerk? I'm planning my wedding this fall. I'm wondering if I'm the jerk in this situation. My future mother-in-law insists we do a memory board. If you're like me and don't know what that is, I'll help you out. It's essentially a poster with family members who have died, honoring them at our wedding. I've told her I ain't doing that. There's a time and a place for honoring those people. It's not at my wedding. Needless to say, she's not thrilled with me. I understand missing our deceased loved ones, but I think the photos and board is tacky and brings the room down. I think weddings are supposed to be happy. Why would I remind everyone of sadness of people passing? I probably didn't deliver the message super nicely because I'm annoyed with her for other reasons. Here are some of the other reasons.
Okay,
for example, she's been a problem the whole time. Our wedding venue holds 200 people. She, this is the future mother-in-law, gave me a list of over 130 people that she needs to have invited to the wedding, leaving only 70 seats for my family and our friends. She told me it's the bridesmaid should have a say in also what they're wearing, because since it is an expense, so the table thing, the guest thing, and now she's saying the bridesmaid should have a say in what they're wearing since it is expensive. I said they're only $99, including alterations, which I think is
a really good price.
She also wanted me to compare my ring with her daughter, knowing in advance, she knew her daughter's ring is about 2.5 times the size of mine. So she grabbed my hand, put it next to her daughter's to make it evident that my ring was smaller. It doesn't bother me. I'm a nurse. I wanted a smaller ring because of gloves.
Yeah.
So you get a big rock, you can't pull it on over your gloves as easily. But what a jerk move for the mother-in-law to do. Why would she do that?
Mm-hmm.
So she says, thank you for your upbeat attitude and giving me my daily intake of laughter. You're welcome. But she wants to know, am I the jerk? I don't think you're a jerk at all. I'm going to just say one thing really quick, and then I'll let Jenny and then you give her your opinion. We had a memory board, not a board, but we had pictures of my mom and dad and Susan's mom at Allison's wedding. And mm-hmm. I believe Justin had like his grandfather there also. Just a picture on a table. And it was off to the side. It felt nice to do, but did it bring the wedding down? Not in the least.
Yeah. The one wedding I remember is at my sister's wedding. They did have like a pretty big table of pictures of people. So not like a cardboard board with like pictures plastered on it or anything like that. Cause I feel like that's what this girl is imagining.
One of those trifold boards you do a project on in high school. Yeah. Right.
No, we had them like in picture frames, and I remember just not thinking much of it at the time. Like I'll be honest, I didn't really think it brought the wedding down. I can see, after everything else that the mother-in-law has been trying to do with her wedding, I think that I would be frustrated with it at that point too. If it was nothing else with the mother-in-law, I would say just let it slide. Like if it's the one thing the mother-in-law requested, but she seems like she's being kind of difficult and is like kind of dictating it like it's her wedding. So it sounds like you got to put your foot down somewhere. And if that's what you don't want at your wedding, then you don't want it at your wedding.
It is, after all, your wedding. And it doesn't sound like the partner, whether it's a man or woman, is going to stand up to their mother, because in situations like that, it's like a lifetime of mother telling kid what to do.
Yep.
And they are not going to start standing up to him. I'm more concerned about after the wedding, how mom is going to tell you to paint your living room, how to raise your kids, what kind of car you get, whether you spend too much or too little on vacation. That's what I'm worried about. What do you think? is this, so basically mom wants to have a memory board because she lost her parents not too long ago, and she wants to honor, like, people that are deceased at the wedding. Bride doesn't want to have a memory board. She thinks it'll bring the whole room down. What do you think? Did you have a memory board or, like, pictures at your wedding? We did. This is an answer we got on text messages at KDWB1. She's not a jerk for saying no. However, I feel that pictures of past loved ones does not bring a wedding down. Have the pictures. That's what I kind of say. But I think she's got a chip on her shoulder because mom, I think, is the original jerk. And this bride does not want to take it. Right. She just doesn't want to put up with it.
Don't some weddings, they kind of like do announcements during the ceremony of like, oh, like so-and-so couldn't be here today. Like, I think that if you go out of the way to include that in the ceremony portion, that could maybe bring the room down. And I would definitely probably want to say no to that.
I've done weddings before and some people do want, yes, I'm sorry, you know, mom Louise could not be here because she's passed, but she's here with us in spirit. I've said things like that before. Yeah, sure you can.
Right. But I think like a table with some pictures on it, I really don't think that that would bring the room down. But like I said, I think that she does stand her ground and sticks with it and says no. I don't think that she gives in to the mother-in-law on this one if that's how she feels.
It's her wedding. She can do whatever she wants to. More text messages. She is definitely not the jerk. The mother-in-law sounds like a nightmare. A funeral's the place for a memory board of dead people. It's the bride and groom's day. You go, girl. Not a jerk at all. Mother-in-laws need to butt out of the wedding planning. That's what I'm kind of worried about.
Yeah.
Because if she's, the big thing to me was mother-in-law giving her a list of 200 or 130 people that need to be invited, leaving 70 for the bride's family and her friends. Another one says, another text message, we did a vase with yellow flowers and a little note in memoriam of lost loved ones for our wedding. What do you think? Is she the jerk? I think everybody agrees. No. She is not the jerk.
I have like a little bit of an opinion also about the future groom. If the mother-in-law is coming up with that list of guests, I'm wondering how involved the groom is, because usually, in my opinion, my friends sit down with their partners and they put together the guest list together and then they reach out in the end to like parents to see who they miss. But like, you don't normally give your parents the opportunity to give you the list of who they want invited.
That's a really good point, because mother-in-law does not get first say of who's coming to her kid's wedding. Let me know this one. Here's a little sidebar. If you ran across a problem with the mother-in-law before the marriage, did it continue or get worse or stop after the marriage? So let's say, for example, you had a future mother-in-law who was kind of meddling and would tell you how to, like, you know, like, oh, well, you shouldn't do that. Or, oh, I don't think my son doesn't eat things like that. Did it get better or did she keep doing it after the wedding? Let me know. 651-989-KDWB. Or text us at KDWB1 or use the talkback on iHeartRadio.
Nobody's perfect. But then there are those people on the War of the Roses.
Nah. Hear it every Thursday morning at 7:35 on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show.
101.3 KDWB.
Oh, we got a good one that we're working on for tomorrow, but they won't pick up. They wrote in an email. They said, I want to be on War of the Roses. And we called them yesterday. We're like, yeah, this is like, because it's one of those where you read the email and it's like curling your hair as you read it. Your hair is actually curling up because it's so shocking. And they won't answer the phone. Mm-hmm. So we keep trying, but trust me, we got a couple of more on the bench if we need one. We got Jessica on the phone. A really interesting conversation started a minute ago about a woman's getting married this fall. And she's a nurse. She can't be on the show, but she's listening right now. And she said, am I the jerk? My mother-in-law wants a memory board of people who have died in the wedding, like in the reception room or whatever, on the back in the back of the church or wherever. And the bride says, no, it's a happy occasion. I don't want it to bring the room down. Am I the jerk? And most people said, absolutely not. It's your wedding. You do whatever you want. If you want to have a clown marry you, then it's your wedding. Mm-hmm. It's
a bad
idea.
A little bit weird. It's your wedding.
And then I said, I think the bigger the concern is if the mother-in-law is trying to control you now, is it going to get worse after you get married?
Yeah.
And so Jessica, a lot of people wrote in, but Jessica, we got her on the phone. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
What happened? Did your mother-in-law get worse or stay the same after you got married? What was your story?
Oh, no, she got a lot worse. My husband needed a kidney, so I happened to be a match for him. Went through all the testing, and we are about to get the surgery done. And this long letter comes from his mother saying how I need to not give him a kidney because I need to have babies, even though that has nothing to do with giving a kidney, and how I need to, you know, be taught about Jesus just in case I die during surgery.
Oh, boy. And she's kind of been like, are you still married?
Yes.
Yeah. And how do you deal with her now? Like when she talks about, you know, spending too much on vacation or the way you raise your kids, do you still get flack from her about stuff like that?
Not as much, because I finally got really upset with her and spoke my mind to her.
Ooh.
And
that takes some nerve. How did that go over when you sat her down and said, you're not going to tell us how to live our life anymore? How'd she react?
Not very well.
Yeah. I was going to say, but she kind of leaves you alone a little bit more now.
A little bit more than before. Yeah.
A little bit more. Hey, Jessica, thanks. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the show. Have a good day. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. There's one more that I just had to read, and it was really interesting. Julie in Minneapolis texted in. She says, my husband and I planning our wedding. His mom wanted to say in everything. The day of the rehearsal, I had a little chat with the minister regarding the whole thing. And he made the announcement right before rehearsal that this is my and my husband's day, okay? And we're the only ones that get to say what we want and how the ceremony is going to go. I look over at my future mother-in-law, and her eyes were about popping out of her head. It didn't change, though. 30 years later, she's still trying to run our lives, so that's kind of the way it is. Hey, another talk back one, too.
I think she should have her own choice in the wedding. It's her wedding. She's paying for it. I don't think it would bring the mood down. I didn't have one at my wedding because I hadn't lost anyone significant at the time. If I were to get remarried right now, I definitely would have one up just because of all the loss I've had in the last year. I don't think it brings the mood down at all. I think it's a beautiful way to have those people remembered because they probably would want to be at the wedding.
I agree.
You know, yeah. If they wouldn't pass away.
Will you do me a favor? Mm-hmm. If I'm not here when Carson gets married one day, if he gets married, will you make sure that there's a giant poster of me in the front of the church?
Yeah, like right behind the priest or something.
Right behind the priest.
Like,
well, we're not Catholic, so it'd be a pastor or minister. But yeah, I mean, that's a great idea, like an unfurling banner.
Yes.
And I want it to like dramatically unfurl, like with a flourish, like ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, woof, and my face drops from the ceiling.
Yes.
Will you make sure that happens?
I'll make a note of it.
Don't say it if you're not going to do it, Jenny.
I'm making a note of it right now. Look at it.
Write it down, Jenny. Write it down.
Lifestyle, celebrities, and gossip, all on Dave's Dirt. On KDWB.
Demi Lovato made the news because she, you can call her she again, and she's been actually very forgiving about this the whole time, which I find somewhat refreshing, because when you're so used to calling anyone by a pronoun for as long as you've known about them and then you slip up, some celebrities are not forgiving, some people are very forgiving, and I've always admired the fact that she's like, look, I get it. I've made the same mistake too and said she when it should be they. So anyway, she is back to using the pronouns she and her again after using they, them last year. She announced the change during a podcast on Monday. She says, I'm such a fluid person when it comes to my gender, my sexuality, my music, my creativity. She basically said that she would stand in front of like a men's room and a ladies' room door. And she said she didn't feel like a man or a woman. She didn't know which one to go into. But she says she's feeling more feminine lately.
Okay.
So normally we don't cover her stories because I think that she does a lot of stuff. Didn't she do some alien podcast or show just to get attention?
She said that I think she thought that she had contact with aliens at one point. And I don't know. I don't follow her very often.
I know
so
you
I'm,
don't, yeah.
I'm not really sure.
All right, here's something we all can agree on. Squirrels are adorable, but when they're stealing your food, it's kind of a pain. Here is a former Disney employee on the Ninja Squirrels that steal your food.
If you've ever worked at attractions at Disney, then you've parked strollers. You've also seen the Florida squirrels that steal everything out of strollers. You think your soda's safe in the stroller? Squirrels are not nice. They don't care. They will take your soda and leave you nothing. Yeah, just eat your food and drink your stuff while you got the time, because leaving it anywhere, it's gonna go. The popcorn especially, they smell it from a mile away. Pretty much any animal you see that's not affiliated with Disney, don't touch it.
Oh my gosh, so I've never been to Disney with squirrels like that, but one time when we went on our West Coast road trip, Andrew planned the stop because he found a restaurant called Jenny's Big Burger, and right across the street was this like famous glass beach. So okay. He had like gone out of the way to plan this, and I had planned most of the trip, so it was kind of like his nice thing to do for me. And we get our burgers from Jenny's Big Burger, we go across the street, we sit down. we were just surrounded by squirrels within minutes, and they wouldn't leave us alone because so many people go there and probably also eat there. And so they,
and they feed them, absolutely, yeah. Yes,
and so we had to, like, move once again, and then, like, finally we got to an area where the squirrels left us alone, but I had never experienced squirrels like that in my life, except for apparently that happens at Disney.
That's so funny. I've never seen that at Disney, but if, you know, I mean, obviously, squirrels, that's why they say don't feed them, because now they'll come around, and it's so cute to feed them with their little paws, their little cheeks, and they're nibbling, they're so happy. But I think in the Black Hills by Mount Rushmore, there's a problem with that, too. And I think it's chipmunks.
Yeah.
Because people love feed the chipmunks little snacky snacks. And then pretty soon you get out of your car and there's a bunch of panhandling chipmunks running up to you.
Get a job.
God, get a job. There's plenty of jobs in the forest, like climbing and such. JoJo Siwa had a little beef with Candace Cameron Bure because she did it. Was it a TikTok a couple of weeks ago?
Yes.
And she said, who's the worst celebrity she ever met? And she said it was Candace Cameron Bure. So then Candace Cameron fired back, and I don't remember what she said, but then JoJo Siwa's mom had this to say when she talked about exactly what the encounter was with JoJo that made her not like Candace Cameron Bure.
Everyone's, like, taking pictures.
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing. And JoJo ran into DJ, and she's like, oh, my God, I love you so much. Can we please take a selfie? She's like, not now, maybe later. Word for word. Not now, maybe later.
Okay.
Which I don't think that seems super rude, but I think there's more to the story than that. But then her mom also said, like, after Candace, like, said that they cleared the air, Candace quoted this Bible quote, and then JoJo's mom was like, it's super easy to quote a Bible verse when everyone is looking at you, but morals are what you have when no one is looking. So it's almost like she's calling her out for, like, this fake persona in the public, but then behind closed doors, like, her interaction with JoJo, she's not that nice.
I totally get that. And you know what? Celebrities are allowed to not be that nice. Some people are just really not that nice. Mm-hmm. Some people are really nice. You're really nice. But I've known some local celebrities who everybody thinks they're delightful and charming and wonderful. And I know the truth is, like, no, they're really not.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to be a little forgiving because some people just are not that nice. There's a business that I go to regularly in Chanhassen. And when I walk in, I hope that the nice people are working, but there's one person that works there. They're just not nice. They never smile, and I'll make a joke or a greeting, and sometimes they don't even answer. Some people are just not that nice, but that's, you know what? You kind of realize that's just how they are.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise has apologized for interrupting a couple's hike with his stunts. Okay, so here's what happened. You ever been out hiking, nice, peaceful walk, and rudely interrupted by Tom Cruise doing daredevil stunts? Probably not.
No.
But that's what happened to this couple. They say they're out walking on a mountain when Tom arrived on a helicopter at the top of the mountain to do a paragliding stunt. He apologized to them when they noticed he saw him with their dog. He said, I'm sorry for disturbing your peaceful walk with all the noise. I like your dog. Then he said, see you later, folks, and jumped off the cliff. No word on what he was filming, but if we had to guess, it was probably Mission Impossible 2.
So okay. He just jumped off the cliff. I would have been like screaming, like, oh, "You good?"
No, he was hang gliding, so he didn't just jump off the cliff. Okay. He just did hang gliding.
Like, stuff. I know.
Oh, but yeah. These are the acts that are still touring since the 80s, and the biggest ones that have made money in the last, like, you know, since 1980, made the most tickets, sold the most tickets. Number one, U2. They've sold over 26 million tickets since 1980. Dave Matthews Band's at number two. That is Steve-O's favorite. Rolling Stones at three. Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band at number four. Elton John, saw him a couple of years ago, and he's at number five. Metallica, Bon Jovi, Billy Joel, Kenny Chesney, Grateful Dead, Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I love them.
Have you seen them before?
I've seen them multiple times.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I love them. They're such a good act to see.
They've sold millions of tickets. They're at number 11. Fish, Aerosmith, Jimmy Buffett, Rod Stewart, Neil Diamond. I don't know if he's still touring or not, but my girlfriend dragged me to Neil Diamond back when I was about 20 years old. I'm like, I'm not going to Neil Diamond. That's an old lady act. Pretty soon I'm singing along, Sweet Caroline, bah, bah, bah. Coldplay's at number 17, George Strait at 18, Tim McGraw and Ed Sheeran round out the list. And that is the dirt on KDWB. Coming up, we got a couple of things. We got, first of all, Worst Date Wednesday. Because we didn't do Worst Date Wednesday for a long time because we weren't getting a whole lot of bad date stories in. I think everybody had told their story. Mm-hmm. But we got one to kick us off and give a little rebirth to Worst Date Wednesday. It's coming up. Reach us anytime on the Talk Back feature on iHeartRadio. If you're listening on the iHeartRadio Live app, There's a microphone you can tap and leave us a 30-second little voicemail. Instantly comes to the studio. Or you can text us at KDWB1. That's 53921. Call us at 651-989-KDWB. I would throw one more number at you for the listener line for favorite musical moments, but I don't want to throw too much at you at once. But we'll come back in a second. We'll do that in a little bit on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB. Dave Ryan Show on 101.3 KDWB. Jenny and I were just having a discussion because an old friend of the show just called. Shout out Nancy. She's been listening since day one. And I'm like, oh, she's so nice and she's so normal and blah, blah, blah. And Jenny said something like, what you like said, do you get a vision of what a listener looks like?
Well, we get a lot of emails and stuff. So like earlier, we're reading this email about this woman wondering if she's a jerk with this situation she has with this wedding. And I like have an image of what I think that she looks like in my head. And I don't know.
You have no idea, right?
I have no idea what she actually looks like. And I always think that all our listeners are super hot. And I think a lot of
them
are.
Valid.
We've met a lot of people in person.
I'd say 92% of our listeners are hot to quite hot.
Yeah. I talk to people on the phone a lot because that's what I do. I screen phone calls over here.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, damn, they're like serenading me with their voice right now on the phone. I don't want to hang up on them sometimes. It just sounds so attractive.
It works the other way, too. If you listen to the show, it's easy to see what a DJ looks like now. You go to the website or you go on their social media. And I would say most DJs, they're pretty good looking. I mean, Jenny's beautiful. Drake is really attractive. I was way back when I was like, I think for a week and a half.
You had a few good years.
I had a few good years back when I was 22 and part of 23. I had a couple of good years. But since then, people meet me now and they go, you don't look like what I expected. I'm like, I know.
No way. People on social media call you daddy all the time.
Zaddy.
Zaddy.
They call them Zaddy.
Zaddy and daddy. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll take that. Seriously, yeah. That's the best I can get. But no, I totally get that. It used to be when I was first in radio. There was no email, there was no text messaging, so people would call in.
Yeah.
They'd call in to request us, can I hear Bon Jovi? Yeah, what are you doing right now? And then pretty soon we'd start a little conversation and they'd be like, oh, I'm studying for an exam in college. And I'd be like, oh, where do you go to college? And pretty soon we'd agree to meet up at the local mall.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'd be really attractive and it'd be surprising.
Yep.
And other times they'd be like, who?
And then Dave was still down for it.
You know, well, I'm going to tell you a quick story that I shouldn't tell you because we should get on to other things. But you get time for a quick story?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So I'm probably 19, meet a girl on the phone, and she's my age, and she sounds really cute. So I'm like, okay, I get off at noon. Let's meet over at Rustic Hills Mall in Colorado Springs, and we'll meet you. Where do you want to meet? Well, let's meet right outside the pet store. Oh, I'll meet you outside the pet store right after 12. So I walk in, and I see her. And I'm like, nope. I'm like, nope. I mean, I knew right away, nope.
Did you just watch her around and walk out?
I don't remember if I walked away. I went in the pet store. That's what I did. I went in the pet store I was hoping like she didn't know who I was. She comes up to me in the pet store. She's like, hi.
Oh, no.
Now, it wasn't just that she was not what I pictured, but she had yellowy, white, creamy stuff in the corners of her mouth.
Oh, what? No, like she doesn't brush her teeth and like plaque builds up.
It's like congealed spit in the corners of her mouth, and it was yellow, white, creamy. And when she would talk, it would like string up and down.
I'm gonna puke.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, I sounded like Drake at the moment. Hi, good to meet you. I've got to go. So, let me ask you a question: did I or did I not make out with her? Just a few minutes later in my car.
You did. I really hope you didn't. I'm going to be honest. I really hope you didn't.
Did Jenny?
Not tell me
you were making out.
I indeed did make out with the girl with a congealed spit in the corner of her mouth. I don't know. I don't know.
He was young. He could do whatever he wanted.
And no standards.
Whatever.
If I see somebody with like spit that has been there for 3 days on the side of their mouth, I'm not going anywhere near them. I'm sorry.
I was only there for a day. Dave could handle it.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't like I had to marry the girl and like see it every morning. I should not tell. Jenny, sometimes when I'm telling a story, you got to change the subject.
Let me change the subject for something. It's a weird change.
Okay.
But we got this really nice email, and I wanted to read it to you, Dave. So it says, it comes from Hannah G, and it says, Dave Ryan Show. I just wanted to reach out and say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Thank you for all the laughs and always making me feel like I'm listening to you with friends. truly and sincerely, growing up every day driving to school, my mom would have the morning show on. I loved it. War of the Roses, all the funny bits, the humor that reminds me of my mom. She listened to the morning show all morning from start to finish. Getting ready in her bathroom all the way to the car ride to school, which was my favorite part of the morning. My mom passed away unexpectedly 3 months ago, and you don't realize how many firsts you'll encounter that feel so heavy. Mm. My mom passed away at 57, and I'm 25 with an almost five-year-old son. They were best friends, and she watched him while I worked for 3 years. Two peas in a pod. Well, for the first time, my son started daycare, and what do you know? I'm listening to KDWB before dropping him off and heading to work myself.
Aww. Wow.
Every morning I find myself smiling and laughing along with the morning show while remembering my mom's laugh that often came along with Dave's jokes. Crazy how life comes full circle, huh? You are part of a true core memory for me and with my mom. And since losing her, you've helped brighten my mornings as I work through everything I'll have to work through. Keep making people laugh. And hold on, I got to flip the page.
Sure.
And smile. And please tell your loved ones you love them. Check in on them. Even the brightest ones in the room are fighting things that you don't know about.
Very true. Hannah, I'm so sorry about losing your mom. And I'm so honored to be part of a memory that you treasure like that. Like, right. You know, I think it's one of the things. I meet people all the time. Mm-hmm. And they say, I used to listen when I was a kid with my mom on the way to school when she was dropping me off. And now I'm dropping my own kids off at school. And I think that's just so sweet. And I'm so glad that you have those great memories of our show. Hannah, thanks for writing in. We'll be back in a second on KDWB. A couple of things. Favorite musical moments. Also, we've got tickets to give away for One Republic to give away today.
It's One Republic Wednesday because it's Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. Get it? Wednesday. Those are 20 minutes away on KDWB, the Twin Cities number one hit music station.